Exodus 17, 1-7. A return to this passage of Scripture. And I want to say something now under the heading of Israel and Moses lock horns. The Israelites are in the desert and they want water. There is no question of that. But it's their attitude. And they're quarreling with Moses. And Moses is responding. They've raised their voices against Moses. Give us water to drink, they said in verse 2. And so Moses now responds. In verse 2 again. Moses replies, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? Verse 7 makes a commentary on this. The Israelites quarreled because they tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Now Moses responds to this reaction from this outburst from Israel. And what does he do? He points out the real offense. You're not just simply quarreling with me, he says. You're not simply kicking at circumstances. In the ultimate, what you're really doing is quarreling with the Lord. The lack of water is real. The heat, the thirst, must have been very difficult for them, appalling, yes. But they kick at these circumstances. They then kick at Moses. And as Moses says, you're actually, verse 2, putting the Lord to the test. And that's the summary at the end. You put the Lord to the test. Is the Lord among us or not? Brother and sister, this is a rebuke to me and a challenge to me. And to you too. Circumstances can become difficult in our lives. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, yes. When sorrows, like sea billows, roll, yes. Shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive the difficult and the hard? We get light days, but also dark nights. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly outward, and the saints of God are no exception to this. Indeed, in many ways we can argue that believers come under greater trials, circumstances. And then men come into the picture, and we can argue with them and rebel against them. But in the ultimate, the sovereignty of God is not an academic debating point, a football to kick about, a chess piece to move about. We live and die upon the sovereignty of God and his mercy toward us. Let us pick up this warning. These things are written for our learning. 1 Corinthians 10, they warn us not to grumble against God. So be careful, brother. Be careful, sister. I say it to myself. I rebuke myself. And Moses had the courage to challenge them in this. In verse 2, it's not me only, but it's the Lord. How does Israel respond to this? I take it is a response. Verse 3, but the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses, and they went even more rash. Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst? Do they think that Moses deliberately engineered this? Do they think that God planned it? Sin makes us stupid, brother and sister. Sin makes me stupid. We do silly, stupid things because of our sin. We're blinded. Look at the Hebrews here. God had not led them into the desert to destroy them. He had not intended them to be destroyed. Moses certainly hadn't, nor did God. If God had intended their death, he would have done it and could have done it way back in Egypt, even at the Red Sea and so on. Would God have done this? How could Moses have done it? They forgot all the mercies, the deliverance in Egypt, the Passover, the cloudy pillar, the Red Sea, and so on and so on. The quail, the water before, the manna. And they spoke inadvisedly. Psalm 106, verse 33. Psalm 106, verse 33. They rebelled against the Spirit of God. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, Blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan God's works in vain. They questioned God. They questioned Moses' motive. They're critical. They speak rashly. It's a warning to me again, brother and sister, and you. A challenge to us, a rebuke to us, not to speak foolishly with our lips. Keep thou the door of my lips. Let us watch our hearts, especially in difficult days. Maybe we have to watch it also in happy days, that we can sin against God in bright circumstances. Here is dark circumstances. And how does Moses react, verse 4? In his desperation, he cries out to God. Let's give him some good marks for that. At least he prays to God. He didn't take revenge upon this people. He didn't stalk out and storm away. Is his prayer a model prayer? I don't know. Calvin thought not. What am I to do with these people? They're almost ready to stone me. He is desperate. He's at the end of his tether. And he spreads his case before God. Psalm 56 has a wonderful commentary, I might say, upon this, or an example of it. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. This is Psalm 56, verses 1 to 4. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? Let us commit our way to God here. He doesn't rebel. Kill the lot and get rid of us all. I've had enough of it. I'm walking out. I'm finished. We get this, you know, this kind of spirit, this trusting God I read about in Psalm 56. We get it in many places in Scripture. Let me just remind you of some. Psalm 55, verse 22, a verse or two just before. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. If you look at Psalm 37, verse 5, 1 Peter 2, verse 23, Romans 12, 20, Matthew 5, 44 to 45, you'll find words like this. Cast your care. Commit your way. He entrusted himself. No revenge. Love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who are misusing you. This is the spirit of the new covenant, my brother and sister. This is the spirit of Christ. This is the spirit of the gospel. We see it in Old and New Testament, but supremely in Christ. Look how he cries on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So these are the lessons I try to draw from this. And I want to take them home to my heart today and apply them and work them out. Circumstances are hard. May I not grumble against God or his servants or the circumstances. Yes, I pray for the relief and the release. Yes, of course, I trust, but not to be bitter or hard against God. And when men hurt me and offend me, may I learn to forgive. And may I commit my way to God and pray for my enemies. And show a loving spirit. I heard a wonderful story about a man who had been abused by another. And he said, I only could wish if he was on the auto route or the motorway or a road. He said, I could see him broken down in his car. And his friend said, well, what would you do? He said, I'd stop and help him. When your enemy is thirsty, give him water. When your enemy is hungry, give him food. Let us learn from Moses' example here. I can see why he cried out, but let us learn of a better example, and let us commit our way to God and show a loving spirit. These are challenging lessons. They're simple lessons, aren't they? But now to go and do them, to show a loving, gracious, trusting spirit in all the dark scenes of life. May God help us. May he give us grace, brother and sister, to walk as Christ would walk. In the midst of all these troubles and trials we face. Amen.